for us to be defined by our work. We are His children, made in His image, and the Sabbath reminds us of who we are. Jesus said, "The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath." It's a reminder that we are no longer slaves. We have been delivered from bondage by the blood of Jesus, and that's why we can be truly content. So on the Sabbath day, we stop. We put down our work, realizing that it does not define us. We rest. We allow our minds, bodies, and souls to slow down. We delight. We enjoy God, our families, creation, and all the good things that God has given us. The Sabbath is a gift given to us by God, to us for our good. So today, let go of your striving and receive the gift of Sabbath.
All right, so we are finishing up our series tonight, and this month we have been talking about this idea of rest all month long. And how do we have a healthy balance in our lives of rest and making sure that we are not constantly working, but we are having a healthy balance of rest. And so the first week we talked about how we should just give ourselves permission to rest. Give ourselves permission to physically just stop and take a break and do whatever it is that refills us, that gives us energy, and give ourselves permission to do that. And then last week we talked about this idea of Jesus helping us rest mentally, physically, and emotionally, and spiritually, and how when our lives have a lot of stuff going on, Jesus helps us carry the things in our lives, and He wants to give us rest. And so tonight we are finishing up this series, and this is really where kind of the rubber meets the road, where if I had to pick a lesson, all of them were pretty practical, but this is the one that really gets down to the nuts and bolts of practicality. So this is really about celebrating what we say no to, celebrating what we say no to. When I was in middle school, I was a basketball card collector. It was at the height of the 1990s NBA, Michael Jordan, Reggie Miller, Shaquille O'Neal, all of those guys were in the league, and I loved it. And so I, for my birthdays in middle school, I always asked for basketball cards, and I was super excited to open up the packs and see what cards I got and stick them in the little plastic sleeves so they were nice and protected. And I didn't do a whole lot of trading of basketball cards, but I did get together a couple times with a friend or two and try to trade some basketball cards. And it was really frustrating, actually, because when I got together with my friend, like, he had some cards that were really, really awesome that I thought, dude, I want that card. But the problem was, if he held up a card that I wanted and was like, I'll trade you so you can have this card, he wanted one of my cards that I thought was really, really awesome. And so in that moment, I had to make a decision. I realized that I could say yes to getting his card that I really wanted, but if I said yes to the card that he was offering me, there was a problem, because I was suddenly saying no to keeping the card that I really wanted that was already mine. So I could say yes to his, but if I said yes to his, I was saying no to mine. Or I could say yes to mine and say, no, I'm not going to make that trade because I want to keep the card that's mine. But if I said yes to mine, I was saying no to his. And I realized there was this really frustrating moment where I just felt completely stuck, because I wanted it all. Like, I wanted both good cards, right? And so I got really frustrated always trying to trade. And I realized if I'm going to say yes to one thing, at the exact same time, I'm saying no to something else. And I think a lot of times what we don't realize is that this happens over and over and over in our daily lives. Happens over and over, where we say yes to one thing, but in the process of saying yes to that one thing, we are suddenly saying no to something else without even realizing it. We live in a culture where saying yes is celebrated. I mean, You live in a culture, we live in a culture where we are constantly asked requests of us. Can you do this for me? And when we say, yes, I can do that. Yes, I can take that on. Yes, I will handle that for you. Yes, I can hang out on Friday night. When we say yes, that is immediately celebrated. People are happy with us. They're excited about the fact that we are saying yes, that we are able to do something for them, that we can be there for them, that we can hang out with them. But here's the thing that I think we fail to grasp often, is that we get in this habit of saying yes. And yes, it's a good thing. It's a good thing to say yes to the people around us. It's a good thing to make sure that we are giving of ourselves and we are being in good relationship with others. But here's the thing I think we fail to grasp. I think in a culture where almost saying yes becomes an addiction, we say yes to a lot of things, but in the process, we end up saying no to some things that matter most in our lives. Let me say that again. In a culture where yes is celebrated and saying yes can become an addiction because we get the immediate feedback of, holy cow, you're awesome, thank you. We end up saying yes to a lot of things, and in the process, we end up saying no to some of the things that matter most. And so here's the big question for tonight. Are we saying yes to what matters most in our lives? Are we saying yes to the things that at the end of the day, these are the things that I want my life to be about? Yes, I will do that. And what does it look like to say yes to those things and possibly say no to some other things? In Mark chapter 1, Jesus has just called his disciples, and he is getting really, really popular. He's getting wildly famous. He's in a town by the Sea of Galilee, and people are flocking to him. They're coming to him, and they're like, Jesus, heal me, heal my family member. And he teaches in this town, and he does all these healings in this town, and news spreads around town, and people just flock to Jesus. And Jesus heals long into the night, and the crowds are just gathering and asking request after request after request. And as the sun goes down and things kind of die down and the crowd dismisses to their homes to go to sleep, Jesus finally gets some rest that night. And I love what happens the next morning. The next morning, Jesus, well before sunrise, Jesus rose and went to a deserted place where he could be alone in prayer. Simon and those with him tracked him down, and when they found him, they told him, "Everyone's looking for you." And he replied, "Let's head the other direction to the nearby villages so that I can preach there too, because that's why I've come." In this moment, the people in this town that Jesus has been teaching to are searching for him. Everyone is looking for you. I can just hear the exasperation in the disciples' voices. Jesus, where have you been? Everyone is looking for you. And in this moment, there are actually two requests that are being made of Jesus. There are two things that the disciples and the people of the town are like, Jesus, we need this from you. Can you do this for us? Please say yes. This is what we need of you. The first request is they want Jesus to be readily available at all times. You'll notice Peter, one of Jesus' disciples, tracks Jesus down. He searches for him. And you can just hear it in his voice, the exclamation of, Jesus, where have you been? Everyone is looking for you. These people are like, dude, where's Jesus? Like, I got this sick family member. I got this person that got hurt. We need Jesus. We need to hear what he has to say. We have a problem. We need to hear his solution to our problem. Where's Jesus? And Peter tracks Jesus down. He's like, dude, where have you been? And the expectation is that, Jesus, you're supposed to be here. And in that moment, Jesus has a decision to make. Does he say yes to being readily available? Or does he say no to the people that actually, they do need him, let's be honest. They need healed. They need taught. Does he say no to that and say, I've got to take some time for me. I've got to take some time to be with God. I've got to take some time to rest. Second request they make of Jesus is that he will return to the town and he will continue to preach and continue to teach and continue to heal. And the expectation in this verse is that Jesus will say yes. Peter walks up to Jesus and he says, "Jesus, where have you been? Everybody is looking for you. Let's go. There's people that are needing healing. There's people that are asking us questions. Like, we need you in the town right now." And the expectation of Jesus is that he'll say, "You know what, Peter? You are so right, man. I'm so sorry I disappeared on you guys. Let's go back to the town. I'll make sure everybody's taken care of. We'll solve all the problems. We'll teach everybody." But look at what Jesus says. Jesus doesn't say, "Yes, let's head back to the town." He says, "Let's head the other direction, to this other town. And I'll preach there because that's why I came." And in this moment, the way that Jesus handled these two requests was this. He asked himself, what matters most? He's not saying that the town that was begging for him was bad. He's not saying that the town that was begging for him didn't matter. He's not saying that they weren't important. He was just asking himself, what matters most? Why did I come? And when he answers that question, where he should take his life and his next steps becomes clear. If that single town of people mattered most, then he would head back to that town, and he would heal, and he would teach, and the next day more people would wake up and find him, and he would heal and teach, and this would continue day after day after day after day after day, because let's be honest, people are always getting sick, always getting hurt, always needing answers to problems. But Jesus said the thing that matters most is not just this one single town. I came for everybody. And so he says, "Well, I'm going to go to the next town because they deserve this as well." Jesus says, what matters most? Yes, these people are important. That's why I went and taught and healed in that area. But I've got to make sure that I take some time for me, that I stay centered on God and the reason that he sent me. And so he says, let's head the other direction. Can you imagine how confused and disappointed Peter was and the people that were with Peter? Like, they come to Jesus, they're like, "Dude, where have you been? Like, let's go back this direction." Jesus is like, "Nah, we're going to go this way." And I imagine Peter was just like, "Whoa, what? Like, Jesus, you don't understand. Like, this morning this dad came to me, and just this morning his son fell and broke his arm. And like, it's got to be fixed, Jesus. There's this little boy and he's crying and he's got these tears. And like, we got to head back there. We got to take care of this." And Jesus is not saying that that little boy, I don't know if that was the case or not. I just made that up off the top of my head. But he's not saying that boy, that family, those people aren't important. But he asked himself a really difficult question that I think we often forget to ask ourselves. What matters most? What matters most in our lives? You see, it's easy to say yes to the immediate requests because the immediate requests are right in front of us. It's easy to say yes when someone has come to you and is like, "Dude, I really need your help on this thing." Because we immediately see feedback from that. We immediately see them say, "Oh, thank you, man. You are awesome. Thank you so much for saying yes to that." We see immediate feedback to that. And it's hard to take a step back and say, okay, what is really most important in this moment? If I say yes to this person who is asking this one thing of me, what am I saying no to? And if I take a step back and I examine that, is saying no to that thing more important than saying yes to this thing? And when we begin to ask ourselves that question, suddenly saying yes to the immediate, where we see celebration or saying no to the immediate, which is really hard because when we say no, we see the disappointment in the person that's asking us the request. When we say no and we say, it's not that you don't matter, it's just that I've got this other thing, that's hard. But listen, saying yes to the immediate requests in our lives, saying yes to the immediate requests in our lives means that we've probably said no to some things that mattered most. Saying yes to the immediate requests in our lives means that we are probably saying no to some things that really matter most in our lives. And so what do we do? What do we do? Well, two things really quickly. We have to begin honestly answering this question: what matters most? Think about it. Honestly answer that question: what matters most? How important are your friendships? How important is your family? How important is your academics, your school? How important is your job? How important is the sport you play? How important is it that you rest? Now, all of those things are important, but at certain times in your weekly schedule, you are going to say yes to some of those things, and in the process of saying yes to some of those things, you are also saying no to some of those things. And so you face the situation where you have the option for an extra practice in the sport that you're in, but you're really struggling in class and there's a huge test tomorrow. Which do you say yes to? Which do you say no to? A friend asks you to go to the movies, but your little sibling has been looking forward to hanging out with you all week. Someone asks you to pick up an extra shift at work, but you've had a crazy week and you know you need to rest and just take a break because you are just completely overwhelmed. How do you begin to weigh out, all right, what matters? And guys, sometimes those are going to change. That's the beauty of asking ourselves this question often. Sometimes we're going to look at that and we're going to say, yeah, I can take that extra practice on. Sometimes we're going to say, man, I really need to study. Sometimes we're going to say, yeah, I can hang out with this friend that's asking me to hang out. And sometimes we're going to say, no, I really need to rest. And it's important that instead of falling for the addiction of immediately being like, yeah, dude, I got you, we take a step back and we say, all right, give me a minute just to think. What am I saying no to? In this moment, when I say yes, what am I saying no to? The first thing we begin doing is we honestly start asking what matters most in our lives. What matters most in our lives? Some of you have experienced situations where you've seen your own parents focus on their careers and forget about you. It's not that their careers aren't important, but you would like to be able to say, I matter to my parents. And in your own lives, there are going to be situations where it's really, really tempting to chase the yeses. But we've got to focus on what's most important in our lives so that we have a healthy balance. And there are times where we say yes to some really good things so that we can, or say no to some really good things so we can say yes to the things that matter most. And that leads right into our second thing. First thing, what matters most in your life? Second thing, we've got to start making no a larger part of our vocabulary. We've got to start making no a larger part of our vocabulary. Listen, it is easy to say yes to the bad requests in your life. It's easy to say yes to that text from that person that you have no idea who they are, and they're like, dude, I really need some cash right now. Can you click on this link and send me some money? That's an easy no. It's easy to say no to the friend that asks you to come over for a movie or TV show marathon to watch that movie series or that TV show series that you absolutely hate. Like, it's not that your friend doesn't matter, but you are just have absolutely no interest in watching that show or that series. That's an easy no. It's easy to say no to the obviously bad requests in our lives. How many of you, if your friend called you up and was like, hey, I got this incredible idea. You should come over to my house and we should do some extra homework just for fun. How many of you are like, I'm down, I'm in? None of you. You know why? Because that is an easy no. But when we can make no a larger part of our vocabulary in the hard things, that's when we start figuring out what matters most. When the friend asks us to hang out, and we really want to hang out with that friend, but we know, man, we are completely overwhelmed. We need to rest. We need to remind ourselves how loved we are by God, because we're just wiped and overwhelmed, and we just need refilled. Saying no to that friend can be really hard, but maybe rest matters more. When someone asks you to pick up an extra shift at work, when that coach says, hey, we're having an extra practice and it's optional, but I really want you to be there, and that's your sport, that's what you're into. But maybe there's something else that you're like, dude, if I say yes to this, then I'm saying no to this thing that matters. That's when saying no is hard. But if we can make no in those moments a larger part of our vocabulary, we are saying yes to the things that matter most. I read this book called No, A Guide for Busy People. It's by this guy named Doug Fields, who is like a youth ministry guru. And he said this: say no to the wonderful people around you so you have the space to say yes to what matters most. I love that quote. Say no to the wonderful people around you, the wonderful things, so that you have the space and the freedom to say yes to what matters most. It doesn't mean you will always say no to those people. It doesn't mean you will always say no to those situations, but there will be times where you will say no because something else matters most. And we can celebrate that. When the disciples found Jesus and they were like, Jesus, we got to go back. Jesus was like, we got to move forward. We got to move on. We got to say yes to this next thing. Because saying yes to this next thing is really, really important. So how do we get better at saying no? How do we get better at saying no? Real quickly, we have to begin honestly answering the question, what matters most? And we have to make no a larger part of our vocabulary. This week, you will face a ton of decisions in your life. You will have the opportunity to say yes to all kinds of things. What will you say no to so that you can say yes to something that's more important? One more quote I want to read from this book that I think really sums this up really well. If you want to thrive for your friends, how many of you want awesome friendships? I do. I want to thrive in my friendships, in my relationships. I want them to be absolutely incredible. If you want to thrive for your friends, if you want to thrive for your family, if you want to go deeper as a person, like I want my life to just be this life that is full and deep and incredible. If you want to have time for your significant relationships, if you want to live at a manageable pace, if you don't want to feel completely overwhelmed all the time and like you're running and you can't run anymore, then you have to learn to say no more so you can focus on what matters most. If you want to thrive in your friends and family, if you want to go deeper as a person, if you want to have time for your significant relationships, if you want to live at a manageable pace, you have to learn to say no more so you can focus on what matters most. And so every single week I give a practical challenge, and I'm going to give a practical challenge this week just like always. And here it is. I want all of us in this room to start building our no muscle. Because it's going to take work. And it's going to be difficult at first. But if we can start making that muscle stronger of saying no to some good things so we can say yes to some better things, our lives will be more rich and more full and more open to what matters most. And so I want you guys to start working on it this week. I'm going to start working on it this week. Start answering the question, what matters most to me? And start answering the question as you have opportunities. If I say yes now, what am I also saying no to? If I say yes now, what am I also saying no to? Let's strengthen our no muscle. Guys, because our relationships will be fuller, our life will be more peaceful, and we will be more at rest if we can follow Jesus' example. And we can say no to some really good things so that we can say yes to the most important things. Let me pray for you. God, thank you for tonight. Thank you for the opportunity to be here. And God, I just thank you so much for your love. God, I thank you for the relationships that are present in this room, relationships with friends, family. God, I thank you for all the opportunities that you give these guys and girls. And God, I pray that that you would just open their minds and their hearts to what matters most, that they would begin asking that really difficult question, what really does matter most? And God, that you would provide answers, you would provide opportunities to say no to some good things, even when it's hard, so that we can say yes to the most important things. In Jesus' name, amen.